You know, I think the longer people wait around and the UAW waits to try to conquer more businesses, they just failed at the Mercedes plants. That was a big deal to them. And maybe the Mercedes people have been paying attention to what's been happening after that quote-unquote great new contract the UAW hammered out, that there are fewer jobs. People are losing their jobs at virtually all of the car companies, and they're going elsewhere to hire people because they can hire them for less money. This is inside and outside any union jobs and management jobs, etc. And they're moving to Mexico and China, further production. Here we go again. That's kind of the results of when you think that you really stuck it to the people who run the companies because they're the enemy. They do have the last laugh. And not that anyone's laughing, but they're doing what they feel they need to do to survive the latest contract. So maybe the people at Mercedes figured all that out. I don't know, really. Maybe management bent over backwards to fix whatever problems that people were complaining about before they voted for a union, but they didn't do it. Kaylee Hall, business and auto reporter for the Detroit News, follows all of this very closely. She's the expert as the UAW faces their what they're calling their first defeat in a while when the Mercedes-Benz plant in Alabama voted no on joining. Kaylee, good afternoon. Welcome back to Focus with Paul W. Smith on WJR.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure. Give us the details.
Yeah, so on Friday, after a week, a five-day election at the Mercedes plant in Alabama, the workers there, it came out that they overwhelmingly voted against it. It was 56% against. So, the UAW just continues to move forward on its organizing drive without that plant. Maybe they'll go back. It was a worker-led, effort, and I was told by one of the workers there that their plan is to take the summer off and come back in the fall, start campaigning, and then maybe try for a vote next year.
Well, I think that'll be good. I think that'll be good for Mercedes and the auto companies when they see even further troubles based on the great new contract that they were able to hammer out with the enemy, the car manufacturers, not remembering somehow or another that actually, no matter what job you have, you are working for the car companies, the OEMs, and they have all of the strength and power. And if they need to make changes to be able to live up to that contract, we've already seen. Well, look at Stellantis with their fabulous 14 automotive brands. Look what they are doing. They're already making announcements of cuts and going out of the country to hire people because they can hire them for a lot less. And a whole bunch of other things that are going to happen because car companies are not in business to fail. They're in business to not only survive, but thrive. And I don't know how that was lost on anybody, but it certainly was never lost on me. So where's the UAW talking about going next?
Well, they have a national organizing campaign across the country. So if you can think of any automaker that's producing vehicles here, there's probably some sort of effort on the ground to organize, right? So they have two other plants where they've announced campaigns. So the way that it works is when they hit 30%, so when they have 30% of the workforce that says, hey, yeah, we want to organize, they come out publicly and say they have an organizing campaign there. So there's only two other plants where that's happened. It's a Toyota plant in Missouri and a Hyundai plant in Alabama, but they haven't moved beyond that 30% threshold. Once they get to supermajority, what they call it, which is 70%, they will, seek an election through the National Labor Relations Board. Of course, they're supposed to ask the company first or just recognize them, but often the case, it just goes to an election.
They're supposed to ask the company to
recognize them first? Yeah, if you have a supermajority, you would, say, hey, we have a supermajority. But I don't know when a company has ever just recognized the UAW. They'll just ask for the National Labor Relations Board to come in and hold an election, just like we saw in Alabama at Mercedes.
Interesting. All right. Well, I'm glad you stay on top of it. I know we'll talk again soon, Kaylee.
Yep.
Thanks.
Thank you. Take care.
Kaylee Hall, business and auto reporter for the Detroit News. Last week they were fighting for it. UAW faces their first defeat in a while when Mercedes-Benz, at least the plant in Alabama, has voted no by an overwhelming majority to join the union. They voted no. Well, there's lots more going on. There's Doron Levin is in Israel, and we're going to hear from him. We're also going to talk about a number of other issues affecting all of us here in Focus on this Monday afternoon with Paul W. Smith, WJR.